Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Do you have trouble focusing? Do you have trouble with where to spend your time? Do I blog? Do I do social media? What about a membership site? If you feel scattered as an online entrepreneur, good news. Today, I want to teach you the four focusing habits of successful online entrepreneurs. Let's get started. Hey, messengers, welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the new book, Your Message Matters: How to Rise Above the Noise and Get Paid for What You Know. And I want to welcome you to today's episode because we're going to be talking about the four focusing habits of successful online entrepreneurs. In fact, here's what we're going to discover today. We're going to discover what an old-fashioned hourglass has to do with increasing your focus, how to implement the four habits into your weekly routine, why focusing on just four things actually increases your productivity, and so much more. But if you're tuning in and you're wondering, how do I get started? I want to blog, you know, coming up. I want to do a podcast. I may want to do YouTube or live stream. Well, the good news is we've put together a guide, and this is where you start. If you're trying to discover your message, we have put together what we call the Discover Your Message Blueprint. This is a 9-page guide that'll walk you through how to discover your purpose, your passion, and your people, the three elements you need to discover in order to ignite your message. You can actually get this guide for free by going to marketyourmessage.com/discover. All right, let's get into today's episode. So let's go back in time, maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. I remember one particular week being really, really frustrated, like feeling like I had so many half-done projects. Have you ever been there? You got a little bit of this, you're doing a little bit of that. Nothing's really moving forward. You feel like you're scattered and pulled in a million directions. And I remember thinking, I need to start studying what more successful people are doing. How are they spending their time? Where do they spend the majority of their week? And here's what I discovered. The majority of online entrepreneurs, whether they're bloggers, podcasters, YouTubers, wherever, whatever they do, they really fall into four types of focusing habits that I want to talk about today. In fact, I put a whole chapter in my brand new book on this topic, chapter 11, about how extraordinary focus leads to success. So what I want to do is, if you're listening on the podcast, I'll do my best to explain it, but I thought it might be helpful to draw on my iPad. And so if you want to actually see this in action, go over to our YouTube channel. Just look up my name, Jonathan Milligan. You'll find our YouTube channel and you can watch this episode, but I'll do my best to describe it if you're listening in on the podcast. So I'm going to pull up my iPad, and this is what I call, it's a teaching tool, what I call the hourglass funnel. So I want you to picture one of those old-fashioned hourglasses where you can literally take the hourglass and place it in front of you and turn it over and watch all the grains of sand go from the top down to the bottom, right? We've maybe seen these in board games. You have like a smaller version if you have 60 seconds to do something. Well, I want to use this diagram to actually describe and talk about these four focusing habits. So here is focusing habit number one. And we are going to call it the Connect Habit. Now, what's the Connect Habit? What does that represent? The Connect Habit represents traffic, right? You are connecting with your ideal audience and you are bringing them into your fold and bringing them into your world. And in the book, I actually talk about, and we spent an entire chapter on this Connect Habit, where I talk about the only three types of traffic. There's free, paid, and partner. So there's free, there's paid, there's partner. And we've had separate videos where we go deep into each of these. But ideas of free traffic would be like when you do blogging, what are you doing? You're attracting people through the Google search engine where people are finding you, or you advertise, or you not advertise, but you push out on social media, free posts out on social media that draw people back towards you. So free, paid is like the paid ads that you pay for, and partner is partnering up with other people in your niche that can point traffic to the things that you're up to. And so that's the first one, is part of your week needs to be thinking about, what am I doing to promote my business? Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like promoting myself. And here's the truth. There's really only two ways to promote your business. You either promote yourself or you promote your content, right? And so by promoting your content, you make it easier on yourself. And the reason you make it easier on yourself is because now it's not all about, hey, come check out my stuff, come check out my stuff. Instead, what you're doing is you're saying, hey, I created something of value. I want you to come check that out. And that brings me to the second habit, which is the Create Habit. Now, this is why I am so passionate about this particular topic. Create is about creating the free value, the free content. And here's what I find is there are a lot of online entrepreneurs that just go straight for the sale. It's all about ad, push people to buy, and then a certain percentage are going to buy. And yes, you can build a business that way, but I doubt whether they become longtime customers. Because what kind of value or investment are you putting into people? And this is why I'm so passionate about this part, because one of our values at my company is to outteach the competition. That's simply a value that I want to hold. That's why I produce live stream shows. It's why I do blogging. It's why I have also a podcast show and a YouTube channel, and why we put content on all of these platforms is simply, it makes it easier for me. Instead of promoting myself, I'm just promoting free, valuable, good content. And so think about the hourglass being open at the top and the grains of sand that are inside of an hourglass represent the people that you are trying to attract to your business. And by connecting to them, by saying, hey, come and check out this blog post, listen to this podcast, watch this video, you're bringing them into your world, to the top of the hourglass. And again, some of my favorite free content to create, I would say, is a blog, podcast, YouTube, or live stream. So those are the four ways that you can connect with your ideal audience. And we have all of these tools that are free and available to us. You don't have to do all of it, but start somewhere. Start with a blog or start with a podcast. Start with creating YouTube videos. Start with doing a weekly live stream show on Facebook. But give value. help people with free content. It brings them into your world. But if we were to stop there, I would call it a hobby. That's a hobby. If that's all you did, that's a hobby, right? You're telling people about stuff that you're creating and they're seeing what you create, but it's all free. Here's where everything changes. And this is the third habit. And this is so important that it's at the very, very middle part of this whole equation. And that is the capture habit. Notice it is on the skinny part of the hourglass. And the reason why is I want you to picture we're bringing people into our world. They're coming down through the hourglass funnel. And then what we're doing is we're capturing them on a list. This represents your email list. If you are going to survive as a business, you have to have leads. You have to have leads coming into your business, right? You have to have fresh new leads. And again, I spent a whole chapter in my book on the capture habit and how I go about building my email list, how I collect new prospects on my list. And then that leaves us to the last one, the very, very bottom, which is the compile habit. Now, this is where we want to bring people, once they get on our list, we want to bring them down to the bottom part of our funnel. And what does compile represent? Compile represents you packaging your knowledge and experience into products and services. Compile is all about your income streams. And in the book, I talk about in the chapter on compile, I actually talk about the 12 income streams that any messenger can create. So I label you as a messenger if you've got something to say or something to give or sell. And so whether you want to write, teach, speak, or coach, you are a messenger. You're trying to provide transformation in the lives of other people, right? So there are 12 income streams. We've talked about these on other episodes of the Market Your Message show, but I wanted you to see the big picture here. So here's the thing. This right here represents over 98% of my work week. So let's see here. Trying to give me a little bit more room on my iPad since I'm doing this live. But we'll work with it. We're going to fix it. So let's actually go down here because I want to show you something right now. So how do you apply this? How can you actually take what I just shared and apply it to what you're doing? So let me give you a few examples. So it's very simple. What if we were to take out a piece of paper, and I want you to just draw four boxes. So maybe you've got, basically you've got a box for each of these focusing habits. And what you can do is at the beginning of your week, maybe it's a Saturday, maybe it's a Sunday. What I want you to do is I want you to sit down and think, what's one thing I can work on this week in this core area? Because this is what makes your business go. You have to be able to create free content. So write down create on a piece of paper and say, okay, what am I going to do this week? Am I going to publish a blog post? Am I going to record a podcast? I've got to do something to create free value, which then makes it easier to figure out what am I going to promote, right? So now the create habit says, what are we going to promote? And we got to have something we've created. So if we publish a blog post, now we can go out on social media and share the new blog post we've created. Then I want you to think about, okay, what could I do this week? What's one thing I can do to capture people on my email list? Maybe I need to create a new lead magnet, something that people will want to get on my email list. And then finally, compile. What is one thing you are working on that's going to create revenue in your business? Just one thing. Maybe you're working on a book. Give yourself time in that week to work on the book. Maybe you're working on an online course that you want to put together. Whatever it is, you need to know the four most important things, because here's what will happen. If you're not intentional about what your four things are and have them in each of these areas, you're going to be distracted. The next shiny object's going to come along. You're going to go down this rabbit hole, and we all know what it's like. We come out of it. We've learned a bunch of stuff, but we haven't taken any action. As an online entrepreneur, you have to learn the hard work of knowing and understanding that you have to do the work. You have to wear two hats. You're either the boss hat or you're the worker hat, right? You're the worker bee and you're the boss. And we can't just play boss where we're just learning and strategizing and planning and thinking. No, sometimes we got to become the worker bee in our business. We got to say, what new thing am I going to create that's going to create free value? What am I going to work on this week that's going to help me get more email subscribers? What am I going to do to push and promote something out there to tell people about something new I created? And what am I working on that's actually going to create money or revenue in my business? So I hope that gives you some very specific thoughts and tactics. And here's the truth. If you will do this, you will see yourself work less, but get more done. In fact, I try to live and work in these four areas. And even certain days are devoted just to one of these four focusing habits. And when I started implementing this 6 or 7 years ago, I instantly began to see a compounding effect where things were beginning, momentum was beginning to happen. I was getting more people on my email list. I was launching more things for my customers to buy. I was more consistent in creating and writing and publishing blog posts. And that will happen for you. So again, if you're not sure where to get started, I want to encourage you, before you go, go grab the guide. This is our 9-page guide. This is the perfect place to start. If you're like, I don't even know where to start in all this, grab our Discover Your Message Blueprint. Just go to marketyourmessage.com/discover. And also, I'd like to know, what topics would you like for me to cover in future episodes? Let me know. And always, always remember, your message matters.